And a good afternoon. My name is Joey Hernandez. Thank you so much for tuning in to Mesilla Valley Better Together. Thank you for tuning in on any one of our platforms that we have available on any one of our four radio stations here in Las Cruces and covering Southern New Mexico, whether it's on your country, 103.9 KGRT, today's hottest music, Hot 103, classic rock, 98.7, Southern New Mexico's classic rock leader, and our newest edition, Cool 104.5, The Rhythm of Cruces. I'm very excited to welcome a very special guest on this episode today. Really excited. Stephanie, where are you guys coming in from? I got to ask first before I get to the introductions. Where are you guys driving in from?
We came in actually this morning, Joey, from Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Oh, all the way from Santa Fe. That's a nice little quick 4-hour drive, right?
As they like to say down here in the South, and Joey, just for your listeners, I am from Silver, so I'm Sureña.
Silver. I grew up... wife went to college at Western. I have family that lives out in Silver, out there by Cobury. Mining family and everything. So we're going to have a lot to talk about today.
Perfect,
so,
perfect.
Of course, joining us on the show today, we are excited to welcome Stephanie Garcia Richards. She is the Commissioner of Public Lands. The State Land Commissioner's Office is here in the studio. Welcome. Thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
So let's go ahead and talk a little bit about what you do and kind of some of the stuff that you have going on in Santa Fe.
Yeah, so for those of you who are not familiar with the State Land Office, it's probably the most important office you've never heard of. And essentially, we elect a statewide elected official to care for our 13 million acres of state public land, state trust land, mm-hmm. and we use that land to make money for New Mexico's public schools, universities, and hospitals, including New Mexico State University and Las Cruces Public Schools.
And I would assume you're pretty familiar with the different counties, being from Silver City, with Luna County, Hidalgo County, and just kind of some of the work that happens out there as well, correct?
That's right. That's right. So we've got lots of activity happening on your state trust land. Down in the southeast part of the state, we've got oil and gas development. Mm-hmm. We've got commercial development, agriculture, ranching. We've got some renewable energy development on state lands. Lots of activity to the tune, Joey, of making New Mexico $2 billion a year.
Wow.
With a B.
That's a lot of money right there. I do got to give a shout out to my good friend Bill from the BLM. Of course, he always comes and talks to us and for setting this up today. And I thought this was pretty informative, especially for, you know, the area that is so broad and especially with such land coverage in this area, that I thought this was a perfect opportunity to have a conversation for our listeners today, for them to learn just a little bit about what goes on from the state level all the way down to Southern New Mexico, because I think oftentimes those in Southern New Mexico might think they forgot about us in Santa Fe, but that's not entirely true, correct?
Well, we do have state trust land all over the state in all 33 counties, Joey.
Yeah, so trust me, they don't think they ain't forget about you. They know you're here. They know, and that's why we appreciate the conversation today. But, of course, you're in the area. You got some business that you got going on while you're here in Southern New Mexico.
Absolutely. So for the last few years, the BLM, so they are our federal partner. They are a land management agency, just like us.
Yes.
We are the state level. They're the federal level. We have been contemplating a land exchange, and we can get into a little bit more of what that is and why we're doing that land exchange. But essentially, we are down here both to do a bit of a press tour on this land exchange and to talk to some of the parties that will be directly impacted by the land exchange.
Well, let's go ahead and let's start with breaking down the land exchange and exactly what exactly does that mean as far as land exchange from, you know, obviously it's going to be from one entity to a different one, correct?
Correct. So we will be trading out of land and then picking up land at the state level, BLM the same. They will be trading out of some land and picking up some land.
Okay, excellent, excellent. And of course, the land ownership for both the state of New Mexico and also, could you explain some of the practical benefits when it comes to the land exchange and what we have with what's going to be taking place?
Absolutely. So the reason we even decided to undergo this land exchange is because it really is in the best interest of both agencies' missions. Mm-hmm. So if you think about BLM, they are a land manager. They manage our land that we want to recreate on, that we are doing agriculture on, that we are putting under conservation principles, and that's kind of their mission. For the state land office, we actually manage land for all of those things, but we develop land for commercial potential.
Okay.
And so we wanted, essentially what this is taking the state land office out of the Oregon Mountains Desert Peaks National Monument and having us pick up land that is more, has more economic value.
Okay.
And we can talk about what that is. It's essentially around the border area. So Santa Teresa border crossing, yeah. There's a lot of economic potential in that
and
area.
And I was going to say, because the constant growth in that area, when it talks about Santa Teresa, you know, you look back and just in the previous 10 years, how much that area has expanded and how much it's growing, and just from jobs and resources that are coming to that area, clearly it would be a major benefit to see the increase out in that area.
So it's one of the top growing trade ports in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
And the state land office, you know, stands to benefit from economic activity in that area should we pick up the federal land in that area and develop it.
Okay. And for the BLM side of things, it's also a benefit to them as well with this. And explain a little bit how that benefits to our listeners.
Right. So if your listeners will remember, about 12 years ago, 11 years ago, President Obama signed the declaration of the monument designation for Oregon Mountains Desert Peaks. At that time, there were state inholdings within that monument. And the issue with state inholdings is that they are not protected. So the purpose of the monument was to have this area be set aside for New Mexicans to recreate on, to visit, to enjoy. But those state land parcels are always at risk of being mined, developed. So we wanted, BLM also wanted to trade out of those state parcels and have the entire area be federally controlled, federally protected. And that, you know, if you can think about land management, that gives a much contiguous, more contiguous acreage for management purposes.
And, you know, one of the things, and I think we spotlight this on a monthly basis, is just how much it brings people from out of the state, sometimes even out of the country, that enjoy a lot of the recreation that we have, especially here in southern New Mexico. We mentioned about Oregon Desert Peaks and just some of the different areas that we have. It brings a lot of new eyes and fresh perspective, and especially with the way that social media has now really captured people's attention to come to New Mexico. I think that's a great deal overall.
It's a great destination for folks, and I will just let you know that there was an economic development study done, I believe in 2023, estimated that this area sees about $35 million a year.
Wow.
In revenue just from visitation to the monument, and they're estimating about 600,000 visitors a year. And you're right, from everywhere, all over the world.
Yeah, and oftentimes I think people don't see it. They may not see that number and hear those numbers and hear those figures, that then they're like, wait, you mean to tell me that there are a lot of people that have their eyes on New Mexico for many reasons, from the economic standpoint to a recreation to then, I feel it then builds to those that want to then eventually relocate to the state. And that's bringing, you know, new people to our state, and, you know, whether it's retirees, possible job possibilities, there's a lot of growth that is on the way.
That is a potential from this.
That is amazing. You also have a special guest with us as well. Go ahead. And I'm going to actually have you introduce yourself as well. Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi there. My name is Greg Bloom. I'm the Assistant Commissioner for Mineral Resources at the New Mexico State Land Office. And the commissioner asked me a few years ago to be the lead on this. I'm actually a Sureño also. I lived in Las Cruces for about 12, 13 years.
Nice.
And you know, there's not too many of us in state government.
Yeah.
We're up in Albuquerque, we're up in Santa Fe. And early on in my government career, I got to help with the formation of Oregon Mountain Desert Peaks National Monument. And so this has been exciting to kind of see this thing through from start to finish.
So for you, I'm pretty sure it's, like you said, from start to finish, to be able to see how this has progressed. Now knowing where we're at the stages as of right now, what's it like for you to kind of see where everything's going?
Yeah, it's exciting. We have a great partner with the Bureau of Land Management, the BLM. The commissioner mentioned that we have acreage that we want to trade out of in Oregon Mountain Desert Peak. And in fact, it's about 85,000 acres that would go over to the BLM. And now these exchanges, Joey, they're they're done so that each side gets equal value, not necessarily equal acreage. Mm-hmm. We have found 77,000 acres of BLM land in southern New Mexico. These are BLM disposal lands that they have targeted for potentially trading out of over time. And but our real focus is about 17,000 acres, all of it in Doñana County. So that would be our tier one acreage.
And I think oftentimes when we're hearing about this land trade and they're like, oh, well, you gave me this much here, but it's not this much. We're talking how much it's of value to it. So there's really more of a value aspect to it rather than a, oh, well, I got this much, but I should be getting the same thing. No, there's other things, other aspects that you guys are looking at when it comes to this land exchange.
That's right. And the commissioner mentioned that there are lands with great commercial value around Santa Teresa Port of Entry, also here around Las Cruces too, up on the Mesa around the industrial park. So we'd be acquiring lands up there. And all these lands are lands that we could then turn around, do commercial leases on for businesses, for industrial parks, all those sorts of things that come along with being near the U.S.-Mexico border.
You know, and we see the continued growth here in southern New Mexico. Stephanie, I did want to ask you, we talk about, the opportunities and everything. I really want to talk about, especially with university getting ready to get back underway, what message do you have for those students that are looking to get into local government, especially into this type of area? What message would you have for those students and just how much they can bring their knowledge and their expertise or any new thoughts to local government, to this state, and being able to be a part of something like this?
I would really encourage participation. I think that sometimes people don't realize their personal experience can inform decision making in a way that's really unique to them and to what they've experienced in their life. I would really encourage folks to follow this land exchange process. And I'll just put in a plug at this moment, Joey. The BLM, Bureau of Land Management, as Greg said, the BLM has set up this beautiful storyboard that will be available on the website. They're actually setting up an entire website for this land exchange.
Nice.
Folks can kind of follow the process. I would very much encourage participation at the public meetings. Those will be posted as well on this website. There will be a public meeting held here in Las Cruces, one in Silver City, one in Deming, and one in Lordsburg. So in all areas of the Southwest, we're going to be out there chatting with folks, showing maps. If anyone has real detailed questions about the exchange, we want to be available.
And that's great that you mentioned that, especially for the smaller communities that surround that area. You know, you do mention, Deming, Lordsburg, a lot of those areas to voice their opinions. And I think oftentimes, maybe community members may not realize that, oh, I can attend and I can voice my concerns or I can bring up or even have a thought. This is the opportunity to be able to do that at these meetings and at these presentations and also see what's happening, it almost in real time. With what's going on.
Absolutely, in real time. And Joey, I'd love to tell a story of a public meeting we had one time on a renewable project we were doing. And someone from the community showed up and told us about a road that didn't show up on anyone's maps and said, hey, how come you're not putting the project along this road? It's already disturbed land. It actually resulted in an entire change up of the project plan for the better. Because this person had local knowledge, was able to inform the process with their experience, and that's really what we're looking for.
That is amazing. If you're just joining us, we are excited to welcome Stephanie Garcia Richards, of course, here talking about some of the upcoming events, which, by the way, you guys have are obvious on this press tour right now. So you're with us, and then I know you're going to go visit our friends at KRWG later today as well. But for those that are tuning in and those that are learning, and for those that want to learn more about what's coming up when it comes to the state land exchange, where can they go to get more resources?
So they can go both to the BLM website or to the State Land Office website. And for us, that is nmstatelands.org.
Okay. And we're going to make sure to post that website and post those links on our website as well. If you follow any one of our radio stations or any one of our media outlets, we'll make sure to connect you with those links and with that information as well. And of course, while you're out here, I'm sure there's some other things that you guys are looking at and also kind of, what are some of the other activities that you guys are involved as you guys are doing this press tour?
So this is actually not part of our press tour, but I did want to just announce that we just signed the lease on a housing development that's going to be going in up near Oregon Mountains High School.
Okay.
And so that is going to be an all-electric housing development.
Wow.
And it will be 40% affordable and attainable housing.
Very nice. Okay, so that's definitely something that will be making headlines in the future. So we're excited to hear that. And it's so exciting, especially you mentioned Silver City earlier, and I'm so excited because oftentimes I think people, they're like, oh, I've never been out to that part of the state. It's definitely something that you don't want to miss out on.
Gila Wilderness is probably one of, well, my favorite places in the world, but one of the most picturesque places definitely in the Southwest, in the state, and I would say in the nation.
Yeah. You know, and that's one of the things that I'm glad you mentioned that is because with our lands and with everything, it's definitely something that it's a sight to see. And I always tell, you know, Bill, I always tell him every time we talk, it's like to see people's perspectives of our lands and just the different vision that they get. I think that's a great thing for people to be able to share with the rest of the world, essentially, because I think that's what attracts them to this area, not just from a commercial standpoint, but also from a leisure and entertainment standpoint.
And Joey, if I could just say one more thing, you know, I think New Mexicans, our identity is very much tied to land here.
Yeah.
We've been using and working the land for generations, and people take their identity from their connection to the land. I grew up in a ranching family that ranched the Eastern Plains there near Tucumcari, and you know, that tie to the land was always kind of part of who we were growing up.
Mm-hmm. And you know, and speaking from the same, growing up in a small town called Animas, New Mexico, strong ties towards the farming industry out in that area, from
great,
chili to
great
cotton.
Ball players too, though.
Oh yeah, let me tell you about that. That undefeated streak. Everywhere I go, they're like, hey, we know about the undefeated streak. But no, that's one of the things. We do take great pride in our land and our areas. And I know all of us in this area, I mean, you can ask anyone in this office particularly, just like some of the things that they enjoy the most is just from the recreation to everything that New Mexico has to offer. And
So the BLM and the State Land Office are out there trying to protect that experience for everyone.
And that's what we appreciate, especially the conversation to have today. Anything else we're missing? I know there's a lot to discuss, but I do want to let people know, of course, about, for those that want to be informed about what's happening. Again, let them know where they can go to get that information for those that want to know more about any information for the land exchange.
So we will have maps and dates for public meetings up on our website. I know the BLM will as well, but State Land Office website is nmstatelands.org.
Excellent.
nmstatelands.org.
Excellent. Of course, thank you so much for joining us today and hanging out with us and just having a conversation with us. We always love to have these conversations. I tell you, I always look forward to conversations, especially when it has to do with taking adventures outdoors and seeing the growth of our state, especially here in the southern part of New Mexico. So again, Stephanie, thank you so much. And Greg, thank you so much for joining us as well. We appreciate you both us for being on the show today.
Thank you.
Of course, you can always stay up to date with us on any one of our social media platforms as well as our radio stations. Again, KGRT, your country, 103.9 KGRT, Classic Rock, 98.7, Southern New Mexico's Classic Rock leader, Hot 103, today's hottest music, as well as Cool 104.5, The Rhythm of Cruises. My name is Joey Hernandez for Mesilla Valley Better Together.